Welcome to episode 8 of the Four Loops Golf Podcast. Today I'm chatting with Michael Ryan, team manager of the Colts Pennant side. And today we're going to talk about the Pennant season, which is starting in February 2022, which is only a number of weeks away. And but first we're going to have a bit of a chat about, for people out there who are not familiar with Club Pennant, what's it all about, Michael?
Thanks, Chris, for inviting me down.
No worries.
Pennant is all about where our best golfers get to represent the club against other clubs in Metro Victoria.
Okay, how long has Pennant been going for?
Men and ladies, Pennant has been going since the early 1900s, and for Colts, it started a bit later, mid-century, around about the 1950s.
Oh, so it's been going for a long time.
It has been going for a very long time. And, you know, it's through the ranks have come players like Mark Leishman, Stuart Appleby, Robert Allenby, Jeff Ogilvy. They've all gone on to play Pennant. And then you've got our own Peter McMahon, who played against, I think he played against one of those and actually was very competitive. As a junior, so
there you go. You get to either be a future champion or play against one. You don't know.
Exactly.
I remember the last game of Pennant I played. I played against with two or three guys, and they all turned pro. So I mean, it's a good high quality game, and Colts is a good introduction to that, isn't it?
Like it's a very good
for our juniors to get involved in that, to cut their teeth.
Yep, and it's a different format too. So maybe we'll.
Yeah, because I mean, at normal club level, we play a lot of staple foot, a little bit of par. The members, some of the members don't like par, but we play a little bit of par, the occasional four ball event. But this is
match play.
Match play. Well, what's match play?
Match play is stroke scoring, so every hit counts.
Yep.
But it's man on man, so it doesn't matter if you have six, as long as the other bloke has seven, you win the hole. And that's and to win, really, realistically, you're only looking to have a par.
Yeah, you're right. Par's a very good score in match play, isn't it?
It's a good score.
The more the man who makes the most pars usually comes out on top, doesn't it?
Consistent golf.
Yeah, especially at Colts level. I mean, some days you might need a birdie to win, but majority of times, if you're around par, you got your opposition covered.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't. If you get into trouble. Just knock it back into position and get back on your bike and away you go. And I should mention that unlike normal, Saturday, Sunday rounds, we invite the parents to come along to be caddies for the boys.
Oh, that's
give
nice.
Them that bit of assistance as they're going around and just help them a little, maybe help them with a little bit of course management.
Team effort. It's
well,
good.
See, last year, one of our... New players from last year, Jack Henley, had his grandfather, and that's when he had his first win. It was a special moment.
How good is that? I mean, that's a moment neither of them will ever forget, and that's there's some moments out there that sporting moments that stay with you a lifetime. That's good. So, how many matches are there in a season, Michael?
For Medway next season, there'll be 8. There's normal 7 through the season, but Medway will be playing in an 8th. It will be the final, so it's just a matter of. Who Medway will be playing on that day?
That's good. So you've already penciled us in for the final.
I'm telling everyone we're going to Div 1.
Division 1. Well, how many divisions are there, Michael?
There are 4 divisions. We're currently in Div 2, and we've been there for quite a while. But the time has come for us to take the next big step.
So we're only one step off the prestigious Division 1 pennant, and it's very rare for clubs that aren't Sandbelt to. Make it that far, so we're knocking on the door.
Yeah, and we've got a great bunch of boys out there. The boys have to be under the age of 24 by the 1st of January.
Okay.
And we've got a great bunch of boys out there who last year they fought on bravely. A lot of them made their debuts. Mm-hmm. I think we had 4 of them make debuts last year, so it was a relatively new team that was coming together.
Yep.
This year, we're looking to consolidate and grab the title, grab the pennant.
So it sounds like a few guys got an opportunity. So it's a
lot of guys.
It's not like the same old guys playing every week.
No.
You recognise form and you know, sometimes you've got to make the tough decisions.
Yeah, and unfortunately, not everyone can play every week, which gives opportunity to the other players. And in a unlike the men's Colts team, the men's pennant team,
yep,
which has seven players plus an emergency or two emergencies,
yep,
the Colts team has five actual players playing on the day, and we normally list two emergencies. And in the last game last year, I used both. So wow. When you turn up and you've been named emergency, you're expected to bring your clubs, you're expected to warm up, you're expected to be in your uniform, and you're expected to do everything that the team's doing. Everyone gets around everyone. It's a good team atmosphere.
Oh, that's fantastic. And golf's an individual game, so there isn't a lot of team sports, not that teamness going around, and pennant sounds like one of those opportunities to play as one club as much as we're playing individually.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll find that the members at the club, they get right behind the pennant players. So if the members are out there and you're playing with some of the juniors that are in the Colts pennant season early next year, hit them up for a game. Tell them you want to play match play. Play for a can of Coke or a Snickers bar and see if you can beat them. And more often than not, they'll probably clean you out. But please, we're asking the members to help us with bringing these guys through and making them better players.
Excellent. So just getting down to specifics, I guess, when does the first game actually start?
Yes, let me have a look here. Sunday, February 27th, 2022 is the first round. And we're at a very nice golf course, Huntingdale.
Huntingdale, that's where they played the Australian Masters for many years.
Yes, yes. So we actually play a lot of nice courses next year because we are in Div 2. And it's the way the schedule is prepared, we play the same courses that the Division 2 men play. So we don't follow our senior team. We follow the Div 2 men where they're playing. So the courses are Huntingdale in the first week.
Lovely.
Followed by Northern, mm-hmm, Rosanna, Yarra Yarra, Southern, Peninsula Kingswood and Rossdale.
So the young Colts get a chance to play on these fantastic courses at no cost and in a competitive environment. Representing their club, I mean, it's ticking a lot of boxes.
It's ticking a lot of boxes. And, we had, just on last year, we were at Huntingdale and we basically got blown off the map. It was hailing. We actually stopped play for about 30 minutes while, mm-hmm, the hailstones came down. But to show you how good Huntingdale recovered, within half an hour, the hailstones, the water had disappeared from the course. Yes, it was wet and we were cold and we were probably hungry, but the course just basically dried out and away we went again.
And, you know, you just can't ring up these golf clubs and say, hey, I want a game, do you?
No,
you got to be involved. You got to know somebody.
Yeah.
And if you don't, then this is a great opportunity to
test your
game at these great courses.
I think from here, I can see Huntingdale, Yarra Yarra and Southern and Peninsula are all part of the Dream 8. So the Dream 8 is okay. Those eight sandbelt courses,
mm-hmm,
that you're talking about. They're top-notch golf
courses. Great opportunity to play or watch your son play, and especially in a competitive environment. It's even sweeter if they win and, create some family memories. Oh, that's good. And so it starts at the end of February. What day of the week is it? I don't know. Is it a weekday, a weekend? Or yep. when do you...
Okay.
You
know, so this,
parents out there.
Now, parents, don't be alarmed. It does happen on a Sunday. It happens regardless of whether it's hail, rain or shine. The normal hit-off times for the Colts, we normally have... because there's eight teams and four teams hit off early and four teams hit off a little bit later, It's about 7:45 is the first hit off, and 8:15 I think is the second hit off team time for the second group. So, yeah, it is a bit of an early start, especially if we're traveling an hour to get to the other side of town, and we also there's warm ups to be done. We're sort of expecting if we're hitting off at 7:45 that you'd be there no later than 7 o'clock.
Sure, sure. No, it's important. And it's not like it's a, you know, 22-week long season, is it? It's a,
no,
it goes for...
It goes for 7 weeks.
Okay.
There are a couple of breaks in between. I'm not sure this year. So last year there was a break for Easter.
Okay.
And I think... I'm not sure. Is there? And there might be a break for Anzac Day. If Anzac Day is thereabouts, there might even be a Mother's Day break. I don't know. I haven't bothered to really look that far into it.
So it's only a short season. There are little breaks in between.
Yeah.
It's a bit of an early morning commitment, but I mean, you know, the opportunity to play these courses, watch your child play. And I suppose if you can't manage to get your child to the course, I mean, provided they give you some notice, you can sort of usually, you know, get them picked up, I suppose, on the way if you know there's a certain commitment that.
Yeah, what generally happens is, well, last couple of years have been a bit different with COVID. The text messages we send out during the week, we tell the boys where the game is at. And that's sort of the opportunity, or on the Sunday before, to say, look, I can't make next week. Can somebody help me out with travel arrangements? And we all help each other out. It might be another mum and dad or another player coming with me or going with you, Chris. Or, you know, we'll, you know, if the players want to get there and even just watch, we'll do everything in our power to get them there and to be caddies. And we want the boys, if they're not picked in the team, we want them to try and caddy for the other players and to give them encouragement. And we had last year, Kirk, Chris Gow. If there was an award for team player, it was Kirk. Mm-hmm. He turned up every single week. He didn't get a game until the very end, but you know, he was rewarded with that game, and I get much pleasure in being able to award the players their first game. It's very humbling.
I'm sure he'll always remember his first game of Pennant. I mean, it's just a big, it's like your first steps, and the fact to get the do they get a uniform? Do they get a bit of gear, a bit of kit?
Yeah. Look, we try to look professional, and last year I was on to the boys about wearing their uniform and wearing it properly and proudly.
Mm-hmm.
We give them a hat because when we start off in February, it is a bit sunny by the time we finish at lunchtime.
Yep.
We give them a shirt. We give them a jumper or a vest. I'm not sure about pants. I'm not sure where we stand on that. But yeah, we do get a uniform, and we try to make them look presentable and respectable, because the other teams will, for sure as eggs, they will be looking pretty smart and smick as well.
Yeah, so we're going as a team. We all look like a team, jumping off the team buses, like with the Australian cricket side or footballers. They've all got the gear on.
Even yourself and I, and, you know, if we can get other shirts, we give them out to the, maybe try and give some out to the parents to make it known that we're from Medway and we're proud to be from Medway.
So after we've gone our 18 holes and made the winning putt on the last to, you know, clinch it for the club, what happens after the game? Do we just get in our cars and go home, or... Do you sort of meet up as a team after the game, or what?
Yeah. You know? Well, what happens is it's changed a bit over the last couple of years, but at the moment it currently sits where we get invited back into the club.
Oh, lovely.
So four teams start off at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Those four teams will finish pretty much at the same time. They get invited back into the club. They have some refreshments. It'll be a light meal and a drink. There are no, and where it's changed is there are no formal ceremonies or speeches. There used to be speeches.
Mm-hmm.
They've cut that out. And by the time we if you're in the first group, by the time you finish, the second group's coming in and you're on your way and you're out there. You don't have to say, it's not compulsory, but it is nice to mingle with the other teams.
It's nice to debrief, celebrate our victories or ponder our losses. And it's good to, just have something like putting a bit of food in your stomach and a cold drink, and everything feels a little bit better,
And quite often at that time, that's when we start chatting about the following week, and players will tell me, oh, I can't come next week. And that's when you get the opportunity. You look around the table and you go, you're up next. You got the spot for next week.
I get the tap on the shoulder they get the week to get excited, a bit nervous.
I'd rather give them more than enough notice to get excited.
Oh, that's good. Excellent. So, I mean, leading up to the whole, how does the selection process work? I mean, we're talking about the fun stuff here, but, is there a practice match? Do we have practice games? How do you, you've got a list of 20 kids or 10 kids, how do you get that down to 5 before the first match?
All right. So what will happen is come the start of next year, hopefully everyone will register their interest either with me or with the club or with you, Chris.
Yep.
We grab them all together. We'll email out to them and say we're going to have practice on these dates, mm-hmm. and these are the things that we're going to be practicing. It might be you might play a game of match play against another player. Yep. I typically put like handicaps with like handicaps, and mm-hmm. that's where if the members out there that are single low marker handicaps and they see one of our juniors, offer him a game of match play, because match play is a very different game to normal Stableford.
Yes.
And it's just getting that mental aspect happening that they're playing match play. And what we're sort of looking at is maybe doing some practice on a Sunday,
mm-hmm.
setting up some matches,
yep.
and then keeping some statistics around fairways hit, greens in regulation, how many putts,
yep.
How many up and downs, how many sand saves.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find out where their weaknesses are, and maybe they can go away and work on them during the week and then come up the next week and away we go again.
So they've got like 5 weeks leading up to the first game to show their wares.
Correct.
See if they've had their match play record goes and throw their hat in the ring. But even then, you've still got opportunities throughout the season.
Oh, for sure.
The team that starts in the first round isn't always the same team that finishes at the end of the season. So there's opportunities, even if you don't quite run into form straight away.
A bit of a secret from last year, one of the things that happened, I had two boys that I was... We were umming and ahhing over for the fifth spot. Jack Henley against mm-hmm. Jarvis Biffin. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I said to both boys, they knew what was on the line. They both went out and they both played. And I said, whoever scores, best score wins, you're in the team.
Yep.
And Jack Henley got the nod above Jarvis.
Mm-hmm.
Following week, Jarvis came out, tail between his legs, put the head down, and he was in the team and never got put out of the team for the rest of the year. So the team does change, and
yes.
Sometimes they get a bit of a shock when they're not in the team and they think that they should be in rather than somebody else. But I can't fit 7 boys into a team that's only got 5 places.
That's it. You do your best, and you give everyone opportunity, and even to redeem themselves and stuff like that. It's fantastic. So, all right. So,
just one other thing. The reason why I'm looking at maybe Sunday playing Sundays
mm-hmm.
more so. We can still play Saturdays, but yep. some of the boys play cricket, and I'm just looking. I don't want them to give up their cricket. I want them to be able to accommodate and work around their cricket and. If I can get those cricketers over to golf, then we're all better for it. So, if I'm looking to maybe have this practice more so on a Sunday.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like some useful information to our listeners. Some parents that may be listening have never had any exposure to Pennant, and they're their young child, boy or girl, was, you know, in contention to play the team. And hopefully we've given them a bit of an overall look. I mean, there's some people out there that played Penrith or know the system are going, I've heard all this before, but we thought we'd put it on record today, and this will be good here for this year and next year and stuff like that, when people want to know a little bit about how the whole system works.
And I've got one other thing, one other point that we've been very remiss of. Assisting me this year will be yourself, obviously.
Yes.
Because you can't do these things by yourself. But Chris Nugent.
Mm.
Thank you, Chris, for putting your hand up. So just touching on actual selection for a weekly match.
Yes.
The selection committee will be made up of myself, Chris Nugent, and Chris Biffin.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll all select a team, and where we disagree, then it becomes a matter of robust discussion.
And the team manager makes the executive decision. That's when you earn the big bucks there, Michael. You know, that's when, we just handball the tough ones to you. And look, we're also hoping, I think, Michael, is to maybe before the season starts, because you know, sometimes in a match play situation when you've got young players that don't know the rules that well, we're also going to see if we can reach out to Alex and maybe tee up a little rule session, you know, five basic rules that people stuff up in golf. And sometimes that in match play, it's not like there's no stroke penalty. It's lost a hole.
Correct.
You can win a hole without, the bloke takes the wrong drop or you take the wrong drop, you start smashing the next tee. It's like bad luck.
It was mentioned to me last year that, again, it was at that the day at Huntingdale where I think, you know, it was just that lack of knowledge about around the rules that one of the parents said that he thought he had been taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Which was a sad thing that somebody would do that. I personally wouldn't do it myself, but knowledge is a powerful thing, and I have spoken to Alex, and he remembers that he'll run through some basic rules for us. You know, how to ask for relief, because you actually have to be specific about the relief that you're requesting. Mm-hmm. How to take a relief, how to take a drop, the order of play. There is a specific order of play. Do not play out of order or your shot can be called back. Match plays just has some different nuances that you need to be aware of.
That's good. And we'll do our best to educate the players over time and through using Alex the professional as you see when you're watching the PGA players, they call the rules officially a lot of times, and it's just because they make sure they want to get it right. And So look, appreciate you making the time to have a chat with us today, Michael, and hopefully the listeners out there have enjoyed the rundown we've given them about Penrith, and fingers crossed we might be talking again in May with the, with you holding the imaginary cup high above your head, as we sail on to Division One.
I'll put it on Gemmo, who got me into this position a couple of years ago. I'm putting it on Gemmo. If we bring back the cup, it's going to be a big night, a big Sunday night at the club.
Celebrate the new bar facilities.
With the boys and a lot of coke. All right, maybe something else added in.
We'll see. All right, look, thanks for your time again, Michael, and we'll wrap it up here, and we'll see you out in the course.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Cheers, bye. Lastly, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss future episodes. And if you have any suggestions or feedback, email me at forloopsgolf, forloopsgolf@gmail.com. Till next time.